Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. Student loan debt. 44 million Americans have it. Politicians talk about it, but many who carry that debt carry it as a secret.
My own husband, he has no idea.
I have blatantly lied to my friends about student loans.
I carry guilt, but mostly embarrassment.
In so many ways, I felt embarrassed.
I feel like a big fat friggin' loser.
Americans hold more than $1.3 trillion in student loan debt now, according to the New York Federal Reserve. That's far more than even the nation's credit card debt. The average American with student debt now owes $37,000 at a time when the average annual wage in this country is just $50,000. Anna Sale is the host of the podcast Death, Sex, and Money from WNYC Studios, and she wanted to hear more than just numbers. She called out for people's stories, and they responded, from a veterinarian with over $500,000 in debt to an immigrant who's paying off his loans but admits he regrets his decision to go to school.
Well, it's certainly a rite of passage, but it's a rite of passage for more and more people. People are taking out more student debt, more people are taking out the loans, and they're paying them back at a slower rate. So this is a new reality. We're hitting record numbers of student debt year after year. And why we wanted to do this episode was because there's been a lot of big picture economic reports about how that's affecting the economy, how it's affecting the pace at which young people can do things like buy their first homes. But we wanted to hear from individual people about how it was making them feel about their education, whether they thought it was worth it, and what it meant for the economic choices they were making in their own lives at the most sort of minute level.
So people can go on the Death, Sex, and Money website. There are thousands of stories and some interactive tools there that are really interesting. You talk to a lot of individual people. Who's Alyssa?
Alyssa is a veterinarian in Pennsylvania. And what struck me about her is she has no regrets about taking out the student debt that she has, but she had one of the largest amounts that we heard. Alyssa owes more than $500,000 for her veterinary education, but she feels shame complaining about it. Let's listen to her talk about that.
I earn like more than 90-some% of people in this country, and here I am going, oh my gosh, but I'll never retire, or, you know, I'll never be able to buy a home, and who am I to think that having a fulfilling career is that important?
So you hear her there saying that she feels awkward complaining about having this enormous student debt, but then she also, every decision she makes, every spending decision she makes, she thinks about this debt. She talked about buying a dish rack that she felt guilty about because she thought it might be too expensive, because any money she spends, she could be spending to pay down this debt.
So what does that decision then mean for someone like Alyssa? Clearly taking on a lot of student debt is supposed to be a gateway to a life where she doesn't have to worry about the purchase of every dish rack, right? And yet that's where she is.
You know, that's something we heard from a lot of listeners when we asked this question, that part of what was so difficult about dealing with their student loan debt is, by all appearances, they're educated. They maybe have a good job. It looks like they're succeeding and achieving that American dream of middle-class success. I talked to a guy named Sharif who immigrated from Bangladesh. He put himself through school, became a chemical engineer, but now, because of his student loan payments, which no one he works with knows about how much they are, he regrets it. He says he might have been better off economically if he'd never gone to school. Let's listen to this.
Before I went to college, right, I was working for a hotel. I was making like around $3,000 a month. And that was a very good living at that time. Versus going through school, getting a job, I don't know what to call it, let's say prestigious job. My situation, my financial situation hasn't really improved. Even my lifestyle hasn't really improved that much. Hmm. So when I compare the two, it almost seems like if I hadn't gone to college, I probably would have been better off.
Has the economy changed out from under people like Alyssa and Sharif and the other people you talk to? Are wages not high enough so that now they can catch up with those student loan payments?
Well, you hear a lot of things. I mean, the one thing I hear a lot is these are decisions that people make when they're 18 and 19 and 20 years old. So they don't quite know what they want to do with their lives. They maybe Google what their future earnings might be. Some people will say, look, I thought I was going to make more money than I really am, and now I regret this decision. So they're making decisions with kind of partial information. But there's also a lot of cultural pressure to, you know, you finish high school, what do? You go to college. You figure out how to go to college. The financial aid office says to pay for your college, sign these documents, and we'll give you these loans. And to get a full picture of what that's going to mean for your monthly payment, a lot of students I talked to just didn't have that sense. And then they graduate. The next month, they get their first student loan payment, and they're shocked. And so there's a failure, you know, at a lot of levels, at the individual level, to understand the consequences of taking out these loans. But it also doesn't seem like we have anyone at any part of the system saying, guys, just so you understand, this is what this is going to mean. If you take out this loan now when you're 18, this is what it's going to mean for your life when you're 25, 26, 30, 35.
I think for me, Anna, listening to these stories and the interviews that you've done, it just really brings into stark relief the idea of confinement versus freedom. You know, people in maybe tighter economic circumstances trying to find a way up the ladder in this country, in many ways to find themselves still confined.
It's a very common experience, and it's an increasingly common experience in our country. And I think that's why we were so interested to do this project, because we know student debt in this country is going up, but there's not a lot of conversation about people saying, hey, this is my student loan payment every month. This is what I have to do to make this payment. So we wanted to pull that back a little bit and say, are you frustrated with your student loans? Tell us why. Tell us also, if you feel like you've gotten a handle on them, how you're dealing with it, share those stories. And so that's all what we're collecting on our website now. More than 1,000 people have shared their stories about their student loans and all the mixed feelings that come with them.
Anna Sale is the host of Death, Sex, and Money from WNYC. Anna Sale, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
This episode of Death, Sex, and Money on Student Loan Debt is available today in your podcast feed. And visit deathsexmoney.org/student loans for an interactive tool of over 1,000 stories collected by Anna Sale and her colleagues.